Even in the middle of a drought, the San Joaquin River is a lush oasis of water and wildlife at the northern edge of sprawling suburban Fresno. The river begins in the high country of the Sierra Nevada and flows downstream through Millerton Lake, past Golden Hills into a broad river bottom that's flanked by tall bluffs on both sides. It's home to wildlife from spawning salmon to deer, osprey and red-tailed hawks. On this warm spring morning, Dave Kaler and I launch a canoe into the river. We're less than a mile from Fresno's busiest streets and shopping centers, but out here, it's like another world.
We're paddling on the San Joaquin River about 12 miles below Fryan Dam, and we've just come into this 1,200 acres of public land west of Highway 41, and a planning area for an expansion of the Lewis S. Eaton Trail and public access.
Kaler is the executive director of the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust, and he's talking about something called River West. Right now, it's a vast expanse of pasture and wetlands that was once slated for private development. It will now be preserved for public access, hiking trails, and habitat restoration as part of the 22-mile-long parkway.
Fresno will know it as sort of that growth area out toward Madera, and everyone else in California will know it as the place where you cross the San Joaquin as you're on your way to Yosemite.
But River West is also the source of controversy, a clash of ideals between public access to public land and the concerns of the residents who live on the bluffs overlooking the river in one of Fresno's most exclusive neighborhoods. And in a city that ranks last in the nation when it comes to access to parks, the fight is about more than trails and canoe trips. It's about the health of the community. Right now, getting to River West is a challenge. Decades ago, when the city drew up plans to build homes here, they planned for a street to descend from the bluffs to the river bottom. Today, it's a dead end, but Kaler hopes it will become River West's front door.
The issue that is of the central debate and the largest point of conflict is, should there be vehicle access to the property at its midpoint, which is accessed off of Del Mar from Audubon Boulevard? It was designed as a multimodal access into this property, and the bluff homeowners want to seal off vehicle access there.
Those residents say they're concerned about increased traffic in their neighborhood and don't want their quiet street turned into the entrance to a major park. The San Joaquin River Bluff Homeowners Association even convinced the city of Fresno to remove the entrance and parking lot from the city's new general plan. Barry Bauer is the owner of Herb Bauer Sporting Goods in Fresno, a bluff homeowner and a member of the association.
We've got 1,000 people here that live close to this project that are in jeopardy relative to safety and quality of life and those kinds of things. It's reasonable to maintain the integrity of this neighborhood, just like they would do in any other neighborhood in the city of Fresno.
Bauer claims there will be ample access and parking for Fresno residents from other entrances without using their neighborhood. But according to Kaler, that would require an extra 10-mile round trip by driving into Madera County, making a U-turn at the first exit, crossing back over the river into Fresno, and parking underneath Highway 41.
Without the mid-vehicle access point, we will be polluting the air more from residents wanting to get to the river. And without that midpoint, many people in Fresno will be shut out from experiencing the parkway.
The bluff homeowners also want the planned 2-mile extension of the Eaton Trail as far from their homes as possible. Bauer says the trail should be near and along the river.
They wanted to put the trail 400 yards away from the river, right up against the base of the bluff where nobody could ever, you know, get to or see the river and stuff. To have it here is kind of silly.
But Kaler says putting the trail too close to the river would put it at risk of floods and could damage sensitive habitat. The fight over access takes place in a city notorious for its lack of parks and open space. Last month, the Trust for Public Land ranked Fresno last in the nation for its park-to-citizen ratio for the third year in a row. Peter Harnick is the director of the organization.
Parkland only covers 2.2% of the city. The unfortunate news for Fresno is that Fresno is at the bottom of the list. The good news for Fresno, I think, is that the city, from everything we can tell, the city is working hard to try and climb out of the basement.
Harnick says that score could improve dramatically if River West and other planned city projects, like 5 new playgrounds, are completed.
In the city, you've got 500,000 people that need to be educated, learn about nature, see nature, experience nature, have fun, and be active. And to close off 1,000 acres or more of natural lands, it's just not really fair for the people who live there.
But what does a system of trails along the San Joaquin River have to do with health? The Parkway Trust believes that adding the acreage for public use will directly impact the health of Fresnans. Health experts like John Kappetman agree. He's the director of the Central Valley Health Policy Institute, where they study demographic differences and health disparities across California by zip code.
There's significant evidence in public health that people who live near parks, who have access to parks and open spaces, engage in more physical exercise, have better cardiovascular health, report lower levels of stress, lower levels of mental health problems.
He says the issue over public access speaks more to a divide in Fresno that permeates economics, class, and culture.
We not only have incredibly poor access to open space for Fresno residents, but also this dramatic inequality of north and south in the city, so that folks who live in the older and less affluent parts of our city really don't have access to open space on average. And given our high rates of respiratory and cardiovascular disease, it really is a concern. And it's surely likely that lack of physical activity and lack of great places to be physically active is a factor in that.
Kappetman says Fresno needs to rethink the way parks are viewed.
We ought to think about resources like parks as something that's a resource for the whole community. Not just for the residents who live right around them.
The little grinding noise on our boat is evidence of the drought. The river is a little lower than it normally would be.
Back on the river bottom, Kaler and I witnessed what River West could offer to the greater Fresno region. Future trails, fishing ponds, kayaking on the river, and wildlife.
It'll be a spot where people can get out and come to the river on their own and enjoy it with their families, or for people that are looking for a little solitude time by themselves. There'll be plenty of natural areas here on the 1,200 acres to find a spot just to sit and enjoy the riverbank.
Just where and how Fresno's 500,000 residents will be able to access the project remains uncertain. Barry Bauer says his group will sue if the city reverses course. Other possible entrances are also being evaluated. But for now, the interests of some of Fresno's most powerful and affluent residents have the upper hand in the fight to bring the river to the people. Reporting on the San Joaquin River in Fresno County, I'm Ezra David Romero.